And if you need to bring in your car, your truck, your van for service, and you want to know ahead of time what could be ailing this thing, give Dan Burns a call or a text. One number to remember, 651-461-9226, as we get underway with another edition of CCO's Car Care Show. Denny Long here, along with Dan Burns, who is an ASC-certified technician at Lloyd's Automotive on beautiful Grand Avenue in St. Paul. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Denny.
How are you doing, and how was your week at Lloyd's?
Well, we had a great, really good, busy week, and I personally am doing great this morning. It's a beautiful morning, and it's cooled off a little bit. The humidity's down. It's really comfortable.
Yeah, I was just looking at the new temp. It just came up to 69 degrees now, 82 high. Yeah, it's going to be a nice day today, maybe a little rainy 4th of July, but we'll talk about that down the road. I was thinking, you know, the heat, certainly, I'm sure a lot of folks are bringing in their vehicles for AC service at Lloyd's. And everybody, I mean, all the news outlets, TV, radio, are talking about gas mileage, and people are wondering, how can I, you know, conserve or at least make my ride a little bit better given the gas prices? I'm sure a lot of folks are coming to Lloyd's, too, about that very thing, like, my mileage used to be better. What are folks saying or doing these days, or what can be done to help increase their mileage?
Well, what people are doing are asking me, what should I do? you know, I have found, Denny, that, you know, the first thing you should do is, as always, keep up on your vehicle maintenance. Be sure that everything is, you know, your oil is changed properly, that it's tuned up properly, that the filters are changed properly. That certainly will make a difference, that your tires are properly inflated, all those sorts of things. But I have actually found that the thing that makes the biggest difference, the thing that's most measurable, is driving habits. Starting with, don't drive when you don't have to. That certainly has an effect. If the vehicle's not moving anywhere, it's not burning any gas, that's for sure. So, and then when you do drive, drive gingerly, you know, drive, don't over accelerate, coast as you're coming up to a stop sign, don't go 85 or 90 miles an hour down the freeway. You know, they've proven that, you know, 55 or 60 is the best, is when you're going to get your best gas mileage. So do that. You know, just drive tenderly, like you know we've all been taught to do, and don't be in such a hurry to get everywhere. And I think that has actually the biggest effect. There's a whole bunch of things that matter, like with, you know, the weight, the amount of weight that's in your car, and the wind resistance if you have a big space box on top of your car that you're not using. All those sorts of things you should take off and make the car as aerodynamic as you can going through the air, but those, you know, that's what I recommend to people is you know, be careful how you drive. And then a couple things that I've heard recently people talk about is, you know, filling your tank in the morning or the evening when it's cool, and I don't think that has much effect, honestly. That's just a few drops of anything that it matters. The gas is stored in underground tanks, and the temperature of that gas doesn't change much, depending on the atmospheric temperature. You know, so those types of things. One thing that's always been debated and never answered very well is, does your car get better gas mileage with the air conditioning on going down the highway, or with the windows rolled down and the air conditioning turned off? Because obviously the air conditioning puts a load on the engine, but the windows being rolled down makes it less efficient in the wind. So that perhaps is a toss-up too. I've heard stories that it makes a difference how fast you're going. If you're in town, you're better off to turn the air conditioning off and roll the windows down. But if you're on the highway, you actually get better gas mileage with the windows up and the air conditioning on. So those sorts of things. But I think it's the best thing you can do is drive up and the air conditioning on. So those sorts of things. But I think it's the best thing you can do is drive less and drive carefully.
I think true, and it's been true for years. I mean, years, no matter what the price of gas. You know, stop with the jackrabbit starts. You know, like you said, people are in such a hurry, it seems like. Or one thing I've noticed for ages is people, you know, if you're heading on a two-lane and there you can see ahead the stoplight, the semaphore is red. And you know you got to stop. Some people, if the speed limit is 50, they will go 50 right up to the and I have never understood why. You see it as I do, and like you said, coast. I mean, that's got to save on brakes too, I would think.
I think I'm sure you're right. And actually, I teach my grandkids and my kids when we're driving together that you do not have to have your foot on a pedal at all times. I mean, it needs to be available to you, but right. You do not have to have one of the two pedals depressed at all times. If both pedals are up and you're just coasting, that's a good thing, and don't be afraid to do that.
I'm thinking we could probably do hours of complaints about Minnesota drivers, not just Minnesota drivers, but since we're located here, you know, like people don't like to use their signals. I always want to say to somebody, hey, next time you get that fancy car, you should order turn signals on it.
Right. Or using the left turn lane at all. They turn from the main. There's all sorts of that stuff.
Oh, we could go on forever.
Right.
But in the meantime, if you need to bring in your vehicle for service, but again, you want to know what could be ailing, why don't you call or text Dan? Dan's only going to be with us for a little less than 30 minutes from right now. So don't wait. Call or text Dan, and we'll pick up on some text messages when we come back. But the phone number is also the text number. So don't wait. 651-461-9226 for any kind of a car care question you may have. 651-461-9226. Right now, 69 degrees in the Twin Cities on our way to 82. You stay with us here on News Talk 830. This is WCCO. Had a good Saturday morning to you on this holiday weekend. If you have any kind of an issue with your car, your truck, your van, you want to know what the heck is ailing this thing, you can call or text ASC Certified Technician Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive right now before he takes his leave at close to 7:45. 651-461-9226 is that phone or text number. Dan, for those that maybe need some help down the road, pardon the expression, at Lloyd's Automotive, where are you guys located? How do we get in touch?
Well, come on over. We are at 982 Grand Avenue in St. Paul, which is right between Lexington and Victoria. You can find us on the web at lloydsautomotive.net, L-L-O-Y-D-S, lloydsautomotive.net, or give a call, 651-228-1316.
Very good. We'll get you that number before Dan leaves us this morning. Our phone number, by the way, again, is the text number, 651-461-9226. Text messages, and you kind of addressed this a little bit earlier this morning, Dan. Texter wants to know, what's the best way, if any, to use the air conditioning in your car to help save gas? I don't know if turning it on or off or what else could be used.
Yeah, well, I've only heard this. I've never actually done the test. But I've heard that if you're in town driving slow, that, you know, there's certainly less wind resistance, and having your windows down will give you the best mileage under those conditions. But if you're on the highway and cruising down the road, you know, at a higher speed, having your windows down actually makes you pretty inefficient in the wind, and you actually do better with the air conditioning on when you're on the highway. So, again, I've not done those tests. I can't prove it, but that's what I've heard.
You and I have addressed this. You certainly have at Lloyd's when people bring in their vehicles because of AC problems. What's typical, if there is? What's generally the problem when somebody's AC is not working?
Generally, the refrigerant has leaked out slowly over time, and the system needs to be evacuated, dried out on the inside, and recharged with the proper level of refrigerant, and that usually brings them back to life. If it comes in and the system's completely empty, for example, then it's time to start looking for a leak and see what's going on. But most of the time, or not most of the, well, I would say most of the time, the leaks are so slow that there's no sign of them. And, you know, if you recharge the air conditioner and it lasts another several years, then that's probably the solution.
And you've said, I think, in years past, you and your fellow technicians at Lloyd's, you use some kind of a dye to figure out where that leak might be coming from?
We do. When we recharge the system, you measure how much oil that you took out of the system in that process, and you replace that oil. And when you do that, we install a fluorescent dye. So if in the future there is a leak, that fluorescent dye will show up and we'll be able to find it. Nowadays, many of the car manufacturers are putting that dye in right from the factory. So it's pretty common to find that's how we'll find a leak, is by finding that dye somewhere in the system.
Dan, a listener sent a text when we were talking about ways to getting more miles per gallon, driving habits. And we were talking about maybe coasting more rather than speeding up, jackrabbit starts or stops or whatever. The texter says, when coasting to a stoplight, be aware of blocking the left turn lane by leaving multiple car lengths in front of you. People behind you may be wanting access to that turn lane and will miss the left turn light. That's true, but it also can be true, and I've seen it, and we all have, on right turns. If somebody is coasting in the right-hand lane and there's a right exit and you have about three car lengths in front of the vehicle in front of you, that and you're blocking that turn. So both left and right. It's just common courtesy, I suppose,
yeah,
it brings down.
I think common courtesy and common sense. You know, if when I say coasting from or to the stoplight, I'm talking about, you know, from a higher speed to a lower speed. When you get there, you're actually going to have to use your brakes, and that's fine. But no, I agree. You need to pay attention to what's going on with the traffic,
yeah,
and do what's right.
Yeah, absolutely. Texter says, when turning off Acadia, do you step on the brake while turning the start button off at the same time, or just the start button? Not sure what they mean there.
When turning off an Acadia, if you push the start-stop button, it doesn't matter what you're doing with the brake when you're turning it off. When you're turning it on, you need to have the brake pedal depressed,
right,
in order to make it work.
But yeah,
but if you're shutting it off, the position of the brake pedal makes no difference.
Makes no difference in that case. All right. I'm getting a signal, Dan. We need to take a bit of a break. We're going to have a look at that holiday forecast coming along in a minute or two. Now, Dan was going to be with us for about another 15 minutes, so don't wait. If you have want to find out what may be ailing with your vehicle, call or text 651-461-9226. We'll grab the forecast coming along straight ahead here on News Talk 830. This is WCCO. And a good Saturday morning to you on this holiday weekend. We are talking, as we always do every Saturday in this hour, car care. Thanks to the good folks at Lloyd's Automotive, like Dan Burns, ASC certified technician there. Dan, we have callers and we have texters, so I know we just have a few minutes remaining in the show while we have you here. Let's grab a phone call from another Dan, this one in Andover, I believe. Dan, thank you. What is your question for Dan Burns?
Hi, Dan. This is Dan. I'm just calling. I got a 2004 GMC Yukon, and I had a parasitic draw on the radio circuit. So I took the fuse out, been driving it with no radio, and have not had a dead battery for the last month. It would die with probably 2 days of sitting in the driveway the way it sat with the fuse in. So I took the radio fuse out and solved the problem. Car starts fine, no problem, every day now. But I put the fuse back in and took the radio out and unplugged the radio, and my amperage when I go across the fuse went from 2.7 amps to 1.7 amps. So unplugging the radio took away 1 amp of draw, but I still believe 1.7 is probably going to do the same thing and kill my battery if I let it sit. Any ideas? And I don't know what else is on that radio circuit.
I don't know without looking that up also what else is on that circuit. Obviously something is. That's correct. 1.7 amps is too much. The battery will go dead again if you just leave the radio unplugged. So you're on the right track. You need to find a wiring diagram that shows you what else is on that particular fuse. And between the radio and something else, maybe it's the amp or something like that. But between the radio and something else, that's what's causing your trouble. And in fact, I wonder if the radio itself is the complete problem. If you left the radio out long enough, or if when the radio was still plugged in, if you left your tester on long enough, maybe that radio would time out, and the 1.7 amp draw is really all you're looking for. So, but I don't know. You're heading down the right path. I don't have the information in front of me as to what else is in that or on that circuit, but there is for sure something else, and that's also causing a problem.
Okay. All right, thanks. Good luck with that, Dan. Texter says this, Dan, tire pressure is okay per door sticker, but there's the low pressure warning is on the dash. Could a sensor go bad on a 2.5-year-old CRV?
It could. However, I think maybe on your vehicle, there's a reset procedure for the tire pressure light, and you would find that answer in the owner's manual. Sometimes there's a button that you have to push and hold, or sometimes in the diagnostic screen there in the center of the car, there's a vehicle section, and in that vehicle section, oftentimes there's a tire reset light or a reset procedure. And I bet that you'll find that if you do a little bit of research, you'll see that if you do that procedure, it'll take care of your problem.
I know you've said it from time to time too. You might want to check if you have a spare tire.
Yeah, and you know, many cars nowadays, Danny, don't even have sensors in them. They use the anti-lock brake system to measure the tires, and if one's low, they know that it's turning faster than the rest of the tires, and that turns the light on. So not always is there even a sensor on a car.
Oh, interesting. Is there an advantage or benefit, a texter wants to know, as to the octane level you choose at the pump, for example, 87 versus 88?
You know, there is a difference. You need to use the octane level that your car was designed for. There is not more energy in a higher octane gasoline than there is a lower octane gasoline. If your car needs or requires a premium fuel and you put a regular fuel in it, you're going to get worse gas mileage because the vehicle changes the performance, changes the timing, changes a bunch of things to compensate for the low octane. So if it requires premium, you need to put premium in it. But from an energy standpoint, to put a higher octane gas in that your vehicle doesn't need is probably not going to get you better gas mileage.
Yeah. I think we have time for one more, Dan, then we have to scoot. 2012 Buick Lucerne that shudders when you step on it hard from a dead stop. It does not do it at higher speeds or when taking it easy on the gas pedal. Question is, would changing the transmission fluid possibly help?
Probably not. Maybe. Maintenance is something I never say no to. It certainly makes a difference, and sometimes it's a subtle difference. And if your vehicle requires maintenance, like a transmission fluid change, if the manufacturer recommends, you certainly should do that. So, you know, never hurts to try, and the vehicle probably needs it anyway.
Dan, we wish you, as we head out of here, a happy 4th, you and your family and all the good folks at Lloyd's Automotive. Again, how do we get in touch if there's a need to get to Lloyd's?
Well, come on over. We are at 982 Grand Avenue, which is right between Lexington and Victoria. You can find us on the web at lloydsautomotive.net, L-L-O-Y-D-S, lloydsautomotive.net, or give us a call, 651-228-1316.
Good deal. Thanks for your help, Dan. Happy 4th once again, and let's talk next week.
Thank you. You too, Denny.
All right. Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive. Stay tuned next. Jack Farrell's Wine Chat here on this holiday weekend on News Talk 830 WCCO. Stay with it.